Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to D-Link's fourth quarter 2016 earnings release presentation. This is Sally Yang, Director of Investor Relations. Before I begin my presentation, I would like to highlight that other than the net income figures, which has been audited by our auditor, all the other numbers are based on management reports, which in turn were compiled in accordance to Taiwan GAAP standard. I will also provide sales overview by regions and by products breakdown. Now, if you will please turn to page two for our fourth quarter income statement. During the fourth quarter of 2016, D-Link registered total revenue of NT dollar 5.86 billion, or 5.9% increase from sequential quarter, but 10.5% below last year's same quarter. Europe sequential quarter sales was up 21.5%, and retail sales pickup coincide with higher project pool. Emerging markets also reported sales growth of 4.4%, benefiting from the stable US dollar and recovering oil price. On the other hand, North America sales was down 8.7% sequentially, as retail sales came in the lower range of expectation. Let's move down to the gross margin. Excluding inventory valuation gain and loss, gross margin was 26.2%, up from 25.2% sequentially due to favorable product mix and the company's vigorous effort to ensure acceptable margin in projects bidding. Gross margin, including inventory provision gain, was 28.2%, including a write-back of NT dollar 117 million in the current quarter. With strict spending control, operating expenses was down 15.3% from sequential quarter. With higher revenue, improving margins, and lower OpEx, the company reported net operating profit of NT dollar 155 million, or 2.7% of sales. This positive result was the collective efforts taken by the new management team to return the company to profitability and lead the company to further revenue growth path. Non-operating income this period was NT dollar 20 million, which included investment income NT dollar 106 million, FX loss NT dollar 37 million, and other non-operating loss of NT dollar 49 million. Consolidated net income after tax and minority interest was NT dollar 112 million. EPS was 0.15% based on the weighted average capital of 6.328 billion. For the summary of YTD 2016 performance and YOY comparison, please turn to page four. For the year ended 2016, D-Link posted revenue of 22.9 billion, down 13.9% from prior year same period. Gross margin, including the effect of inventory provision, was 26.1%, up from 25.7%, due to favorable product mix and less telco projects with lower margins. Operating expenses was 14.3% lower than last year, well exceeded the company original target of 10% global cost reduction. 2016 was a rebuilding year for D-Link after new management team took office last year. A restructuring plan was carried out to streamline operation and reduce global headcounts by more than 10% and make business adjustment to non-performing units. After taking a deep review of our existing businesses, the company has initiated many strategic business initiatives that aims to bring revenue growth back to the company. Some of these projects included our partnership program with leading Taiwanese company that we believe have high level of product synergies and working with eco partners such as Apple HomeKit, Google Echo, and Amazon Alexa in our connected home sectors. The company is also making the necessary investment in software development to improve user experience and enrich cloud functionality, both in the home and SMB markets. The company hoped to build on the positive momentum from the fourth quarter 2016 result, which showed the positive outcome we can achieve staying focused on bottom-line achievement. Turning on to page five for the balance sheet breakdown. The group continued to maintain prudent liquidity position with cash and short-term investment amounted to NT dollar 4.35 billion. Account receivables was NT dollar 4.6 billion, in line with the revenue and credit term offered. On the other hand, inventory was NT dollar 3 billion, down 558 million, and inventory turn improved to 83 days, which was down from 101 days a year ago. With focused attention, we'll continue to drive the improvement in our cash conversion cycle. Now please turn to page 6 for the company key financial ratios. AR days was 77 days and inventory days was 83 days, in line with normal business conversion. In terms of liquidity position, the company remains healthy with current ratio of 1.43 and net debt over equity ratio of 0.54. Return of equity for the fourth quarter was positive 4.7%. Now please turn to page 7 for our quarterly revenue by region. In terms of geographic breakdown, emerging in Asia Pacific continued to be the most important market for D-Link, accounting for 65.7% of our group's revenue, followed by Europe 22.4% and North America 11.9%. For the North America region, fourth quarter 16 sales were down 8.7% on quarter-over-quarter basis due to sluggish retail sales. In fourth quarter 16, Europe grew 21.5% from sequential quarter, benefiting from higher retail sales in our AC router power line and switches. Emerging Asia Pacific markets were up 4.4% as the US dollar has remained relatively stable and our channel partners started to replenish the inventory. Please move on to page 8, which shows our 2016 fourth quarter revenue breakdown by product category. Switch and wireless together contributed to 67.8% of total fourth quarter revenue, while broadband was at 11.2%, digital home at 8.9%, and others with 12.2%. During the fourth quarter, switches sales were up 11.3% and wireless sales were up 4.6%, both riding on the strength in retail sales in Europe and emerging markets. Digital home was down 8.7% from sequential quarter as we faced increased market competition from new and existing players, coupled with product delay in launching the connected home products. This completes my presentation for today, and thank you for your attention. Should you have any further questions, please feel free to contact D-Link Investor Relations.